In FAQ 9, we're going to be examining the question, some financial advisors use marketing materials such as brochures or newsletters. Are they worth the time, the effort and the money? And I'm going to be rather unkind in my answer. I'm going to say what we dread other professional advisors saying to us when we ask advice of them. And the point I'm going to make is this, well, it depends. And I can hear you groaning from here, but really, it does depend. And let me explain why that is. The first couple of questions are, why do you think other advisors are using brochures and newsletters in their business? And why do you wish to use such material in yours? So let's examine that. Over the years, I've had a look at a lot of brochures for financial advisors, and there's no question that many of them are very impressive. Their artwork is wonderful. The logo, the layout, the colours, pictures of the offices, the desks, the computer systems, the beautiful team. Very impressive indeed. They even include things like explanations of our wrap facility or why we use self-invested pensions within our services. And yes, it is true that a beautifully created brochure with well-written copy can have an enormous impact on how others perceive your substance and quality. But the problem I've observed with advisor brochures, many of them, indeed most of them, as with most advisor websites, is this. I've found that they're little more than pampering to the ego of the business owner. And that's really sad, because a superbly written brochure with copy that directs itself to the target market and the appropriate type of layout and artwork can have such a powerful impact on the perception of the reader. Now, if you think your brochure does its job brilliantly, if you think it attracts the right quality of clients to you consistently in the right numbers, then please send me a copy. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see how and why it works, because frankly, this industry needs good models and examples to inspire others to do things correctly and effectively. But what I want to say is this. I want us to have a look at why a brochure could be effective. What does it contain? What is within it to make it incredibly effective in its role within your marketing material? What a superb brochure, an effective brochure, should do is firstly, it should speak to a very specific target market. Now, I know I bang on about specific target markets within these FAQ marketing videos, but you know what? This is critical. This is lesson number one. The brochure needs to speak to that market. Secondly, the brochure should be able to articulate the problems and needs and yearning desires of that specific target market. Next, the brochure should clearly implant the perception into the minds and hearts of the reader that you want to implant. It should point out why you're so different, why your service in your business is different from the rest. It should attract them because they see in the brochure and they see in the communication through the brochure that what you're doing is relevant to their lives. And finally, it should get them to take action. That's what a good brochure should do. One more word about brochures. If you're trying to get your brochure to achieve all of those things I've just listed for you, then the one suggestion I'd make, in fact, more than that, the one strong recommendation I would make is that you avoid trying to write the copy, the words within the brochure yourself. You see, copywriting is normally not the skill set of a superb financial advisor. And I'm assuming I'm talking to somebody who is a very good financial advisor. This is not your skill set. Well, not yet anyway. So please try and avoid that and get a professional copywriter in to produce professional, attractive, moving, motivating copy. Otherwise, frankly, your brochure is little more than an ego trip, a waste of space, a waste of your time, effort, energy, and money. Now, let's move on to newsletters. Newsletters is a really interesting subject, because the first question you need to ask yourself is this. What am I trying to achieve? What am I trying to accomplish with this newsletter? So here are some questions you must ask yourself if you're going to use newsletters effectively. First of all, am I trying to impress a sophisticated investor? Am I trying to impress a professional introducer? Am I trying to impress and get a target market to listen to me? Am I trying to educate? Or am I trying to entertain? what exactly is it this newsletter is trying to do? Maybe I'm doing none of those, I'm simply trying to put a brand out on the market and position my brand in the hearts and minds of the readers, whoever they may be. And maybe you're doing none of those things. Maybe all you're simply trying to do is to keep in touch, and you don't care whether they read the detail of the newsletter or not. It's a keep in touch piece of marketing material. And that's valid, that has its own use within your overall marketing strategy. But you need to be clear about what you're trying to accomplish. And just another thought on newsletters, their frequency. I see people sending out quarterly newsletters to their clients and their maybe their prospective clients, even their professional introducers. My personal experience and my observation in talking to and watching very, very successful newsletter providers, those creating revenue of millions of pounds or dollars, millions, through the use of newsletters, is this: a quarterly newsletter does no job at all. Whatever the list of achievements and accomplishments you've gone through that I've just expressed to you, whichever one of those you want to use, in my view, a quarterly newsletter is frankly a waste of time. The best it does is to occasionally remind somebody that you're kind of there. But that's all. So think about that very carefully. I know there are plenty of quarterly newsletters on the market. They're internally very good, their content is excellent. Maybe they're not that relevant to a specific target market. But quarterly, I don't think there's any impact at all on business coming to you, quality clients being attracted to you, the retention of quality clients by a quarterly marketing vehicle. Let's summarise now what we've said about both brochures and newsletters. First of all, be very clear about your purpose, including the frequency. But what's the purpose of this marketing vehicle, this brochure or this newsletter? Be really clear about that. Write it down. Don't guess it and don't waffle about it. Once you've done that, be also clear about the target market you're aiming this marketing vehicle towards, this brochure or newsletter. Who are you talking to? That will influence significantly what goes in the brochure or newsletter. You cannot talk, for example, to a 35-year-old successful, fund manager or small business owner in the same way that you can talk to a 55-year-old about to exit their own business. Their lives are different, the messages you need sent to them are different, the tone of everything you communicate to them has to be so very different, otherwise they'll just ignore you and they'll just put everything in the bin. It'll be a pointless exercise. So purpose, target market, and what is it you're trying to communicate, how are you trying to influence and impress that target market. Get those things right and you have really an astonishing marketing vehicle that will have a deep influence on the minds and the hearts of clients, prospective clients, and those introducers and influencers that can bring people towards you through referrals and introductions.